Blog Talk Radio.
Make it proper. We don't hate, we collaborate and prosper.
pull that motherfucker Kid Frost.
Hey, Frost, come here,
Red. What's up?
Hey, what's up,
Holmes?
Hey, what's up? How you doing?
What's up, Mom?
Hey, how you doing?
What's up,
Mom?
Hey, Frost, I want to introduce you to one of the homeboys from the neighborhood. This little Scoop. Scoop, that's Kid Frost.
What's up?
Hey, Frost, buff no Scoop Jam.
All right, little homie.
Persuasion.
Maybe tomorrow, when he looks down on every green field in every town, all of his children, every nation, there'll be peace and good brotherhood. Crystal blue
Carlos Trejo, better known as Big Head, am in no way associated with any gang, corrupt organization, political party, or terrorist group. The views expressed by me are not necessarily those of Versatile Radio, its affiliates, sponsors, or parent companies. The following show is for mature audiences and is for entertainment purposes only. Let's get real, y'all.
Let us pray.
Let us pray.
This one's for Tupac.
Heavenly Father.
Tupac, baby.
I see mothers in black crying, brothers in packs dying, plus everybody's high, too doped up to ask why. Watching our own downfall, witness the end. It's like we don't believe in God, cause we living in sin. I asked my homie on the block why he strapped, he laughed, pointed his pistol as the cop called, passed and blast. It's just another murder, nobody mourns no more. My teardrops getting bigger, but can't figure what I'm crying for. Is it the miniature caskets, little babies, victims of a strain from drug dealers gone crazy? Maybe it's just the drugs, visions of how the block was. Crack came and it was strange how it rocked us. Perhaps the underlying facts they hide explain genocide. It's when we ride on our own kind. What is it we all fear? Reflections in the mirror. We can't escape fate. The end is getting nearer. Who are you believing? I put my faith in God, blessings and still breathing. And even though it's hard, that's who I believe in. Before I'm leaving, the mask and the grieving. Who you believing? Who are you believing? I put my faith in God, blessings and still breathing. And even though it's hard, that's who I believe in. Before I'm leaving, the mask and the grieving. Who do you believe? Close my eyes, cause all I see is terror. I hate the man in the mirror, cause this reflection makes the pain turn realer. Times of Armageddon, murdering mass amounts in the society. We're only getting the cash count. I started out as a beginner, into the criminal lifestyle, became a sinner. I make my money and vacate, evade prison. We're from the chosen one, the outcast, unforgiven. And all I hear to see and be can't hide. The pain I feel inside, you know, it's like I'm living just to die. I fall on my knees and beg for mercy, not knowing if I'm worthy. Living life thinking no man can hurt me. So I'm asking before I lay me down to sleep. Before you judge me, look at all the shit you did to me. My misery, I rose up from the slums, made it out the flames in my search for fame. Will I change in the matter? Who do you believe in? I put my faith in God, blessing and still breathing. And even though it's hard, that's who I believe in. Before I'm leaving, the mask and the grieving. Who do you believe in? Who do you believe in? I put my faith in God, blessing and still breathing. And even though it's hard, that's who I believe in. Before I'm leaving, the mask and the grieving. Who do you believe in?
Faith in Allah, believe in me and it's plastic. Cause so far I done witnessed too many dead niggas in caskets with their chest plate stretched like elastic. And what's worse, I'm on front line. Rolling down camp, still mashing her, my cousin. One of the old heads from the block just came home October of 95, back in Yardsville, stuck with a 3-5 if he don't act up. Now he realized if you don't stay wise, then in this game you fuck. Talk to my baby girl, give me the word on what she heard. One of the grimies, a snitch and diamond, a stew pigeon. I talked to him, he said he did. My man said he did. In fact, he's sure, cause he just came home off a bid.
Now tell me, who do you believe in? Put my faith in God, bless and still breathing. Even though it's hard, that's who I believe in. Before I'm leaving, the mask and the grieving. Who do you believe in? Who do you believe in? I put my faith in God, bless us to grieving. And even though it's hard, that's who I believe in. Before I'm leaving, the mask and the grieving. Who do you believe in? Who do you believe in?
Who do you believe in?
My faith in God, bless
us to grieving. Jehovah or Jah,
before Allah, the mask and the
is it Jesus,
who you believe
is it God,
you
or is it just yourself? Definitely not to be imposed with being a demon, because this is the joy of believing in, to believe in yourself. But for sure, the higher power resides only to ride in the heart of the truth, from the soul of the man, for truth never has an alibi in the poetry or in its realm. That's what pulls all words together, just to understand that every man is his own man, and only man can satisfy the man. Only the soul of the man, the feelings of the man, the for realness of the man. You can't shake the man when you feel the man. You know the man, and you gotta call yourself because you are that man.
Who do you believe in? My faith in God, that's just the reason.
Who do you believe in? Who do you believe in?
Yeah. Welcome to Russell Tower Radio, everybody. This is Mary, Carlos, and Eric. How you guys doing out there?
Hey, what's up, Mary? How are you?
I'm all right.
What's up, Mary? How you doing?
All right, Carlos. I'm doing good. Survived another week. How about you?
Same thing. You know how we do.
Hey, Carlos. Right. What's up, my man? How you doing?
I'm cool, man. Just been watching these football games right here, man. I was missing the you know what? Houston right now, as a matter of fact, just made a touchdown.
Wow. Finally, huh?
Houston just made a touchdown. Right now. It's 20-28.
20-28.
San Diego.
There are a couple games.
San Diego.
Tonight, right there.
Okay, so I want to know.
Yeah, San Diego is up.
Are you a fan of San Diego, Carlos?
Oh, no. I mean, I don't mind the city, San Diego, but I'm not a fan of the Chargers. My team is the Rams. I'm a big Rams fan. I've been a fan of the Rams since they were L.A.
Yes.
You know, and they left. They went to St. Louis back in 95, but, you know, I had a team.
Yeah, maybe they'll come back home, huh?
Yeah, hopefully. Yes, exactly. Yeah, because, I mean, the Rams, they started in L.A., you know. They went to St. Louis, but it's cool, you know. Different city, same team.
Right.
What about you, Eric?
I'm a Rams fan. I'm just like Carlos, Rams fan. Been a Rams
fan. Oh, see, man, I like a whole lot more now, man.
Yes, Rams fan. Straight up. Yes. We won our first game
yesterday.
Hey,
you see that game
yesterday,
man? We smashed the Cardinals. Well, we didn't smash
right.
them, but we won.
Right.
We won,
well,
they do that every year.
Yeah, you're right.
I'm looking forward to the Rams 49er game, dude. That's like the best game, my favorite game, because those are my two teams. You know what I mean? The 49ers and the Rams.
Right.
And the Rams
and
are my one team, so I got to go against them.
Right. Now it's becoming Seattle. Seattle's another one I'd like to see come to town.
That's a good game too, Seattle. Seattle and the Rams.
Right.
So who all played tonight, you guys? Monday Night Football. What were the teams that played tonight?
I know one game was Washington and Philadelphia.
The other game was the Chargers and Houston, the Titans, I believe.
Right.
The Texans,
right.
Sorry.
Okay,
right.
Well, to all you
more,
listeners out there, whoever's listening in, I hope your guys' team won. My team ain't playing tonight because I'd be like, go Cowboys. Anyways,
Yeah.
I just stay quiet because I could just I have so many comments on the Cowgirl. I'm sorry, the Cowboys.
All right. Well, go Cowboys.
Right.
Yeah, they won this Sunday. Why don't you tell the audience a little bit about what the show's tonight?
We're going to focus tonight on violence. Violence is going out there in the community. I mean, not just the Hispanic community, but pretty much every community out there that's dealing with people that are poor or lower middle class, you know. And you want to speak a few things that I've gone through. And, you know, I'm sure you hear that dog barking in the background, but it's okay. It's no danger. It's just out there protecting. We're going to speak about the dangers going on out there, you know. There's a lot of bad things going on. You know, a few of my experiences and, you know, if you guys could voice in you guys' experiences, you know, as far as, you know, violence that you've seen or have gone through or, you know, personal experience as far as that.
For sure.
Right.
We want to encourage, go ahead, Eric. I apologize. Go ahead.
I'm sure everybody's had, maybe not everybody, had a little violence that, that took part in their lives, and it's something that you'll never forget, and something that it'll always stick in the back of your head because it's not too cool. You know, violence is just something that just nobody can like put a finger on it. Why people do what they do, and I think
what I want to focus on and how is. You know, it's unfortunately embedded in a lot of our communities out there. You know, it shows you to be people want you out there. You know, as far as like people or from my memories of growing up, is that the people that you look up to and that are your peers are the ones that are out there. You know, hustling and you know doing the do. You know, out there and you know getting theirs and you see them rolling around and you need some clean ass rides and you know, that's what you aim for. What I'm trying to do is for that same young man to look at Bill Gates or Steve Jobs, you know what I mean, look at them as an influence and see them and how much they have, you know what I mean, and maybe somebody will pursue for that instead of you know,
right,
trying to stay in that vicious circle, you know.
Yeah,
right,
and on
right,
that note, just right quick, I want to, you know, remind the audience that the topic of this show tonight, it can actually be very wide, okay? It can go a whole lot of places, but tonight, we are basically, we want to encourage everybody and anybody, if you guys are listening, you know, while we are broadcasting live, to just call in and basically, you know, vent and let us know and the audience know and share what you've been through, if you've been affected by violence. And, you know, we're definitely going to keep it, you know, non-gang affiliated, number one. Number two, you know, this is the beginning of this actually, this topic of the show for tonight. We're going to actually have a part one, part two, part three, and part four. And part three and part four, we are going to fortunately have certified counselors that are going to be joining us online, to where we can, you know, kind of touch down a little bit more in depth with anybody that has been deeply affected by growing up in violence. So, yeah. We just want to encourage you guys to call in and kind of vent, and, you know, so that, you know, let everybody else know and let us know, you know, that we're not the only ones that actually have experienced growing up in violence. And that's where we want to keep it tonight. And, you know, like I said, you guys are more than welcome to call in. The number is 347-215-7690, or join us in chat. Go ahead and throw off the link for chat. Do you guys know that?
Carlos, the link for chat.
I do believe it's is it that Blog Talk Radio?
Yes, it is.
/2013/09/10/have-u-been-affected-by-violence.
Thank you, brother.
Or you could just go to the Versatile Radio Facebook page, and the link should be on there, or you
right.
Go on mine, Carlos Big Head Trejo. On there.
Or to make thank you for that. Thank you so much for that, Carlos. You pretty much went in debt with that. I love that. But, you know, to make it really super easy, just, you know, go to Blog Talk Radio and punch in Versatile Radio, and we're right there. You guys, you know, just scroll all the way to the bottom. You don't need to actually, I don't believe we need to log in to actually be in chat. Am I correct, you guys?
Well, I think last time I logged in, you might have to.
Okay,
that's
what
I was trying to go in. I had to be logged in, but
okay.
I think it might put you in as a guest user if you don't.
Okay. It doesn't require a whole lot of information, does it? Just basically like a username
Yeah, you just make up a username, put in your email, and that's it. Or you can log in with Facebook.
Yeah.
I do believe it gives you that option too.
Right. Exactly.
Yeah, so you guys,
hey,
you
can I give a couple shout-outs here? I got a couple people right here listening. I heard Tecate, a couple people Riverside, you know, a couple, some
for
people
sure.
Out in Texas. And I just want to send a shout-out to my homeboy right here in Tecate right here, Tomas Valenzuela, Big Thomas, to my homeboy El Paul. Lo voy a decir en español porque este güey nomás entiende español, güey. ¿Qué onda, güey? Gracias por escuchar el programa. Y, pues, y puedes entender un par de palabras ahí, pues ya sabes. And then I want to say what's up to the homeboy out in Riverside, Big Gusano, Gavino Vasquez. He's right now listening to, you know, the Blog Talk Radio, listening to Carlos out here, you know, Mary, Eric. And want to give a shout-out to my my sister from another mother out there in Texas. She's listening. And then the homegirl out there, Anna, in Bakersfield.
What's up, Anna?
Yeah. Thanks for the support, people. Gracias.
All right. Thank you. Anything you want to give a shout-out to anybody, Eric?
I just want to give a shout out to my mom. I just want to say, hey, mom, how you doing? That's about it.
All right. And me, I just want to say one love to everybody out there, you know, and you guys keep your heads up, and we'll be right back after we put you in the game.
Electroconvulsive
right.
Therapy, Part 1.
Yeah, go see it.
feeling it right. Everybody will be dancing and we're feeling it right. Everybody will be dancing and be feeling it right. Everybody will be dancing and we're feeling alright. Everybody will be dancing tonight, doing it right. Everybody will be dancing and we're feeling it right. Everybody will be dancing and be feeling it right. Everybody will be dancing and we're feeling alright. Everybody will be dancing tonight, doing it right. Everybody will be dancing and we're feeling it right. Everybody will be dancing and be feeling it right. Everybody will be dancing and we're feeling alright. Everybody will be dancing tonight, doing it right. Everybody will be dancing and we're feeling it right. Everybody will be dancing and be feeling it right. Everybody will be dancing and we're feeling alright. Everybody will be dancing tonight, doing it right. Everybody will be dancing and we're feeling it right. Everybody will be dancing and be feeling it right. Everybody will be dancing and we're feeling alright. Everybody will be dancing tonight, doing it right. Everybody will be dancing and we're feeling it right. Everybody will be dancing and be feeling it right. Everybody will be dancing and we're feeling alright. Everybody will be dancing tonight, doing it right. Everybody will be dancing and we're feeling it right. Everybody will be dancing and be feeling it right.
Bitch, don't kill my vibe. I can feel your energy from two planets away. I got my drink, I got my music, I will share it. But today I'm saying, bitch, don't kill my vibe. 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 Look inside of my soul and you can find gold and maybe get rich. Look inside of your soul and you can find out it never hits. I can feel the changes. I can feel a new life. I always knew life can be dangerous. I can say that I like a challenge, and you to me is painless. You don't know what pain is. How can I paint this picture when the colorblind is hanging with you? Fell on my face and I woke with a scar. Another mistake living deep in my heart. Wear it on top of my sleeve in a flick. I can admit that it didn't look like yours. Why you resent every making of his? Tell me your purpose is petty again. But even a small light, I can burn a bridge. Even a small light, I can burn a bridge. I can feel the changes. I can feel the new people around me just want to be famous. You can see that my shitty family did put me on stage. To me, that's amazing. To you, that's a quick check. With all disrespect, let me say this, say this, say this.
I am a sinner who's probably gonna sin again. Lord, forgive me. Lord, forgive me. Things I don't understand. Sometimes I need to be alone. Bitch, don't kill my vibe. Bitch, don't kill my vibe.
I can feel your energy from two planets away. I got my drink, I got my music, I will share it. But today I'm saying, bitch, don't kill my vibe. Bitch, don't kill my vibe. Bitch, don't kill my vibe. Bitch, don't kill my vibe.
I'm trying to keep it alive and not compromise the feeling we love. You're trying to keep it deprived and only coast our radio does. And I'm looking right past you. We live in a world, we live in a world on two different axles. You live in a world, you're living behind the mirror. I know what you're scared of, the feeling, emotions inferior. This shit is vital, I know you had to. This shit is vital, I know you had to. Die in a pitiful pain, tell me you're watching a chain. It's way more believable, give me a feasible gain. Rather her seasonal name. I'll let the people know this is something you can blame. On yourself you can remain, stuck in a box. I'ma break out and then hide every lock. I'ma break out and then hide every lock. I can feel the changes. I can feel the new people around me just wanna be famous. You can see that my city found me, then put me on stages. To me, that's amazing. To you, that's a quick check. With all disrespect, let me say this, say this, say this. I am a sinner who's probably gonna sin again. Lord, forgive me. Lord, forgive me. Things I don't understand. Sometimes I need to be alone. Bitch, don't kill my vibe. Bitch, don't kill my vibe.
I can feel your energy from two planets away. I got my drink, I got my music, I will share it. But today I'm feeling, bitch, don't kill my vibe. 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 You ain't heard the codes like this in a long time. Don't you see that long time? And they waiting on Kendrick like the first and the 53's in the air. I can see you are. Hide your feelings now, what you better do? I'll take your girlfriend and put that pussy on the pedestal. Bitch, don't kill my vibe. Bitch, don't kill my vibe. Walk out the door and they scream it's alive. My New Year's resolution is to stop all the pollution. Talk too motherfucking much. I got my drink, I got my music. I say, bitch, don't kill my vibe. Bitch, don't kill my vibe. Bitch, don't kill my vibe. Bitch, don't kill my vibe.
We're back on live. Are we back, Mary? Are you there?
Not yet. I don't think we're on yet.
Okay. Are we on back live?
No, not, the music's going, but I don't think we're on yet. She said after this song.
All right. Our apologies, you guys, with the move and different equipment, you know, being transferred from here to there, and then we got Carlos out in Mexico. We're still in the process of getting things established. By tomorrow, you guys should be getting a good show with no interruptions. Go ahead.
All right.
All right, cool. So we're going to get the show started here. We're on the topic of violence. You know, violence is going on in the communities. You know, as far as like it's not just you know in the Hispanic communities. It's also in the Black. You know, even you know Asian, you know white, all the communities. And you know the topic of the show is you know why is that violence there? I mean, I could go back to when I was about 9, 10 years old, and. I remember I used to go out to my homeboy's house when I was living out there in Long Beach. I used to drive out about, well, not drive. Yeah, right, 9 years old driving, right? I mean, ride my bike out about like, let me see, probably about like 3 miles out to my homie's house. And I used to go out there just to play Super Nintendo, you know what I mean? Get on that Super Nintendo, play some Super Mario Brothers. I didn't have that at home, you know? And I remember one night, I was kicking it till about 8, 9 o'clock at night. And I was riding my bike home, you know, and like a car full of dudes, you know, rolled up next to me. You know, this was back in the early 90s. You know, dudes weren't, you know, they were just doing whatever. You know, there was no order, so they just pulled out. That was the first time I ever seen a gun in real life. They pulled out they looked like a double barrel shotgun. Dude in the back looked like he had some kind of a rifle, and on the other guy on the driver's side, he had a regular gun. And, you know, they pointed at me, and I just stopped my bike. I just froze, like, whoa, wait a minute, what's going on? And I just looked in front of me, and there was a cop rolling by real slow. And they looked, and they just took off. You know, they rolled out. You know, that was the first time that was, you know, any kind of actual violence, you know. And at the time, I didn't really think about it, you know. I was just like, man, that's crazy. And I just rolled my bike home and, you know, told the family, hey, I was... This and that happened. And, you know, they were like, oh, well, you should be more careful. You know what I mean? So it's like, from the way I grew up, man, you know, it wasn't that much, like, I don't want to say, well, yeah, I mean, it was pretty much attention, you know, and that you need that discipline, you know? So I didn't have that, so I'd always be out in the streets. And, you know, that was the first time, you know, gun was pulled out on me, you know, and I see any kind of violence. And, you know, that's crazy right there, man. It was like, I looked at it like, at the time, I looked at it like, oh, they weren't going to shoot me. And, you know, and then now I think, like, nobody pulls out a gun unless they're going to use it,
right.
You know?
Right,
not that I know,
exactly.
Not that I know the game, you know?
Right.
So, like,
you know, that's
growing
just one
up,
experience,
Carlos,
you know?
Growing up,
yeah.
You know, from then till now, do you kind of, I mean, what you went through from then till now, did you get accustomed to being around violence and kind of, was it your comfort zone or how did that turn out for you?
Yeah, it was definitely, you know, it's embedded in the culture. And, you know, as far as me, from what I seen growing up, it kind of made me, you know, it desensitized me as far as, like, you know, violence, like, to where I could be. I remember, you know, growing up and just being around it, you know, kicking it with my homeboy and drinking and you know, just getting blasted at it, and, you know, ducking on the floor, looking, make sure nothing happened, and then, you know, it's like get back to drinking, you know, like nothing, and you know anybody else, you know, I mean, imagine somebody that's just, you know, from you know, middle America where they live in a normal, regular neighborhood and they get shot at. I don't think they're gonna get back to drinking. You know, they're going to go and make a big deal out of it. Like, this guy just shot me. And to me, it was just another day in the East Side, you know. And that's the way I seen it. You know, but it's crazy, man. Another time, man, this is the first time that I was put into, like, a situation where it was, like, keep your mouth shut. When I was about, like, 10 years old, I remember I was riding my bike with my friends. And we were cruising... right there in Long Beach, you know, and we seen this dude. He was swerving around, you know. He was coming from up the street, and we seen him. And we look at him, we're like, oh, shit, this dude's drunk, you know, like and let's back up a little bit. So rolled off the street and went into, like, there was, like, a little school right there, and there was, like, some grass. And we went into the grass, you know, into a little safe spot. And we see him roll up, you know, he's going fast, you know, and there's a lady crossing the street, and he hit her, I mean, like, head on, like, boom, like, I mean, she was walking, you know, and he hit her, and, you know, and then he swerved, and he crashed into a tree, and, you know, me and my friends, we seen everything happen, you know, and we were right there, like, the cops rolled up, and I'm like, damn, you know, so they went, and they started talking to us, and right when they were walking up to us, you know, there was this vato right there, you know, older vato right there, like probably about in his 30s, you know, and he walks up to me and he's like, keep your mouth shut. Don't say nothing. When they ask you what happened, you don't say shit. Don't say nothing. And I just looked at him like, what? I was like 10. I was about 10 years old. This is like 90. And he's like, keep your mouth shut. And the cop walked up and, you know, he stayed like right by there. And he's like, what'd you guys see? And I was going to tell him, like, hey, this guy, he was drunk, and he hit that lady right there. But then I was just like, you know, nothing happened, you know? And that's, yeah. You know, that's how that violence is, you know. Like, that was a violent act that I seen right there, you know?
Right.
And, but it was, dude told me, keep your mouth shut, man. That's how you do it. And, you know, that got embedded into me. That's the way I go by, you know? But, I mean, it's unfortunate for something like that, you know what I mean? Dude is drunk, and, you know, and it's just sad that a kid has to see that. You know what
right.
I mean? And like I say, I think back on it now, and I'm like, man, you know, that's some crazy shit, but I just got on my bike and drove off. You know what I mean? It was no big deal. And that's like I said, there's a lot of times that, you know, things like that happen, and, you know, you're desensitized to it. You don't even trip on it. It's just, you know, another day, you know,
because
unless it happens to somebody you know. Right, exactly. I mean, you're just used to it. I mean, I just got out of prison and, you know, in prison you see some crazy shit, you know. I got out about a year and a half ago and you see violence in there, you know. You see, you know, a different kind of violence, but it's violence nonetheless, you know.
Right, violence and is violence.
Yeah, exactly. And, you know, and it's you know, I can't say that I chose that path, you know, but I'm pretty much, you know, and I'm a product of my own environment, you know. I could have turned out worse, you know. I could have went the route that a lot of my friends went, you know, that are right now either dead or in jail or, you know, in worse places, you know. And it's
and
like,
why do you think people commit violence? Is that just within them or sickness or?
Well, because I mean, some people are hungry, man. Some people are hungry and they're tired of sitting there and constantly being hungry, you know. And sometimes you got to do what you got to do to feed your family and feed yourself. You know, it's live and survive, and you know that's in our DNA to survive. You know, and you know, uh-huh. Just like a lion will go and kill an impala out in the jungle. You know, a person is gonna go out and maybe have to rob somebody or maybe have to do something that's considered violence. But look at the environment that person comes from. You know, the unfairness that he sees. You gotta remember, uh-huh. Like, there's people that are so rich in the United States, man. They're billionaires and they have too much money. And, you know, and unfortunately, in the United States, the thing that's looked at is capitalism. You know, not democracy. It's capitalism. If you can get as rich as you want to get. You know, you could have somebody sitting with, like, let me see, who's the richest person in the world right now? What is that? Bill Gates? He has, like, what, like, $500 billion in his bank account or something like that? I mean, can one person really spend that much money in one lifetime, you know? Like, you know, that. And those are things. Like, the way I see it, man, it's like a big, like, the United States economy and the money that's in the United States is like this big, giant jug of water. You know, and there's enough for everybody to put their straws in it and drink, and everybody in their family is gonna be able to drink out of that big jug of water. But if this dude comes up and he invents this giant hose that is sucking up mass amounts of water, and he's hoarding all that water, there's gonna be people left thirsty, and there's gonna be people that are gonna try and steal from that person. You know, mm-hmm. And that's where sometimes the violence comes from, because of that. They're hungry. And, you know, unfortunately, there's enough money to go around, but it's just not passed around like that. One person could be a billionaire, triple billionaire, and not be able to spend that money in their whole lifetime, but they're going to leave it to their, you know, to their kids, and their kids are going to grow up with that silver spoon in their mouth. I mean, I wouldn't want that for my kids, to give them that easy lifestyle of them not knowing how it is to survive, to actually be hungry, you know? And not actually be hungry, but actually, you know, appreciate it, not as just it coming so easily, you know? But, I mean, unfortunately, things like that ain't looked at, because people, everybody wants to get rich, man. And capitalism is what runs that country.
Right.
You know, not what's fair. Right.
Well,
they got to do what they got to do.
Did you experience any violence growing up, Eric?
No, I really didn't. I didn't start.
Where'd you grow up at, Eric?
Say again.
Where did you?
What's
grow
that,
up?
Carlos?
Where'd you grow up at, man?
Riverside, California.
In Riverside, which part, dude?
I grew up over there, say, Midtown, over by, like, Streeter and Central. I guess, like, in the Midtown.
Yeah, that'd be, like, the Arlington area?
Yeah.
Okay.
More of, like, the, like Harupa.
Like, right there by the by where that Del Taco is at and that Sears?
I grew up more over, you know where Mountain View School is?
Yeah.
That was like my backyard. It was like right over with like
just say the name of the Aruba neighborhood. What's the name of that neighborhood right there?
I couldn't.
I think it's like Mulberry or something. Mulberry.
No.
Hey,
it was
what is his name from the Whistling Song? Andy Griffith. Mulberry.
I was on the other side of the truck, the hillside.
Oh, okay.
Exactly.
Well, I mean,
that's what I was looking for. Hillside.
Hillside. Okay, that's all you had to say. Eric, man.
Very, very fortunate that you grew up to where you did not have to experience any of the violence, Eric.
Right. I just have been blessed because you know, my family, the way my mother raised us, we were taught, you know, pretty well, not to, you know, violence just wasn't in our vocabulary.
Right.
It's there, but I've never really, I mean, I've seen it, you know, when you have little fights at parties, you know, high school type parties, but
what year was it when you went to high school?
What's that?
What decade were you in high school?
Oh, I graduated like in 1979.
Oh, dude, okay. And all you guys were doing was dancing with disco lights and stuff, dude. You know what I mean, because the whole 70s, that's all that was about. You know, I can picture Eric right now with a big bro. You know what I mean? Wearing one of those jumpsuits with pearls, you know what I mean? Those gemstones on it. And
with a pig in the back of his head. Look at it. Mary was wearing her wine nose and her tag.
it was like a black church
roll. Like the McDonald's sign, you know what I mean?
Right.
Right.
We'll be right back.
I used to be there. Yeah.
Yeah. We are back right here versus Tyre Radio.
Back. Yeah, we're
That's
back.
Right. We're talking with Carlos Trejo.
Yes, sir.
And Carlos has given us some interesting information and stories. Carlos, keep talking.
All right. Let me see. Another story of violence. I remember when I was about, like, same year, man, about 10, 11 years old, dude. This is back in Long Beach, too, man. I used to like to go down to the video game, to play the video games at the this little liquor store right there up the street from where I used to live at. It used to be on 7th Street right there in on the east side of Long Beach. And, you know, I had my bike, man. I used to have this nice little bike, dude. It was like, I did everything to get that thing together, dude. I got the frame. It was a chrome mongoose frame. I had my little plastic rims on it, my little white wall tires. You know, it was like my little ride, you know, because I was a kid. That's all I could have, you know.
Right.
And I was right there playing video games, dude. And I had my bike right there in the doorway. And I seen some dude walk up to it. And you know, I just seen him grab the seat and then start pulling it out. And I told my brother was with me. My brother Bethel, he was with me. And I kind of like, hey, fool, look. And he was like, what? He's like, that fool's 3 years older than me, my brother Beto.
Uh-huh.
So at this time, he was like 13 years old. And he grabs a bike, you know, grabs the steering wheel of it. And he pulls it in. And it pulls in this little skinny dude. And he kind of trips over. And he fucking goes into his waist and pulls out a gun. And puts it right to my brother's head. And he tells him, let go of the bike. And my brother's like, nah, fuck that. I ain't letting it go. That's just not real.
Uh-huh.
And this was like telling me, I'm like, yeah, it is real, motherfucker. You know what I mean? Clocks that shit, puts it back on his head. Like, you want to test to see if it's real? And I was like telling my brother, like, hey, if we just let it go. You know what I mean? And this fool like was like still pointing the gun at him, you know? And so my brother was like, fuck it, take it in, motherfucker. And the first thing, rather than this is how I'm telling you that violence is embedded in culture. The first thing then. I didn't call the cops. We didn't call the cops. You ran straight to a homie's house. You know what I mean? Ran straight to a homie's house. Hey, dude. Whoop-de-whoop. This and this happened. And you know, nobody goes to report to you, but, you know, you just got to go let it get known right there like that. And,
wow. Wouldn't you say that's a little bit too much energy for the guy, for a bicycle?
I'm sorry?
like a little bit too much energy for a bicycle for the guy.
Too much energy for him?
Yeah, too much energy for him. On a bicycle.
He took it, dude. He was like probably about a 16-year-old kid too, you know?
Wow.
You know, we're all just kids. He wasn't no big guy. He was a little kid too, you know.
Yeah.
You know, and but like that's the way that I was always brought up. Don't call the cops. Go. You know what I mean? Go see what's cracking. Go see what's cracking with your boys. You know?
Right.
And you know, since then it was like that. And you know, that's the thing about in the you know, Latino and Black communities, man. That's what's told, man. Don't be going and calling the cops. Don't be telling nothing, man. Come let me know. You know.
All right.
And you know, that's the way things got handled like that. But I mean, that shouldn't be embedded into the youth, man.
Right.
It should be embedded
exactly.
into the youth. Is, hey, man, you know how you're gonna succeed in this world is if you're smart. You see that nerd over there? You see that dork that everybody makes fun of? You know that dude when he's about 30, he's gonna have about 2 model chicks next to him, about $30 million in his bank, and a badass ride, and he's gonna be laughing at you. That's what's gonna happen, baby. So you need to get your ass to school and do your thing, man.
Right.
You know, that's not put in there.
Yeah, you go to invite the direction of getting everything that you want. You wouldn't necessarily have to get it, you know, take it or put it in, but say just go out and get a job and do what you gotta do, and you can have anything you want and still.
But I mean, that's not to say, I don't want to say that every single person's like that, dude, because I mean, I grew up, man, I grew up in poverty and shit, man, and I can tell you, man, I've been, you know, 18, 17 years old, 19, and sitting in my house, dude, and haven't eaten for days, you know what I mean? And I'm talking about haven't eaten in days because I'm on drugs. I'm talking about because I ain't got no money in my pocket, you know?
Right.
I know how it feels to go and put some, you know what I mean, some water on the stove and warm it up and drink it just so you have something warm in your stomach. You know what I mean? I know how it feels to go to sleep hungry. I know how it feels to wake up hungry. You know?
Right.
So I can't understand a motherfucker that goes out there and says, "No, I'm tired of being hungry. You know, I'm over here trying, and that shit don't work. So fuck it. I'm gonna give me a sack and I'm gonna start slanging, or I'm gonna give me a strap and I'm gonna start robbing. You know?
Uh-huh.
So that's the two options in the hood. You know? And some people are fortunate to have a family that's more supportive and you know, uh-huh. that tells you what's right and wrong and schools you.
Right.
But unfortunately, I don't want to talk smack about my family, man, but I didn't have that, dude. Everything I learned, man, I had to learn it the hard way.
Right.
I grew up pretty much alone.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Uh-huh.
I'm the youngest of nine brothers and sisters, and you know, they all were doing their own thing, and we're first generation here, you know, like,
uh-huh.
and you know, they were doing their thing, man, and you know, I grew up alone and in the streets. And,
right, right. Uh-huh.
You know, I made a mistake when I was 19, and you know, bam, there's violence right there. And after I got convicted, more violence put me in a situation where I'm going to learn more violence. You know,
right.
Put me in a violent country. You know, and it's, but there's a lot of, hey man, and I don't want to get off topic, but about 2 days ago, there was a little girl in Moreno Valley, man.
Right,
I have written down the name, and I can't, but she was killed, dude.
Was it yesterday
night, or was it the night before last? But, I mean, it was in the last couple of days. I watched it on the news last night.
Right, man.
They have a video of a little girl dancing, having a good time, and you hear gunshots. And that whole family's life is ruined. It's on the ground.
Right.
I mean, they're never going to get over that. I can't even sit here and imagine that. In prayers go out to that family, man. I wish I could remember the name. I had it written down, but unfortunately, I don't have it in front of me. But I'm pretty sure, you know, the listeners out there in Riverside know who I'm talking about. That little girl was not in anything. A little girl, I mean, just, you know.
Well, we call that like a cowardly act. Very cowardly.
Yeah, it was like a college. It was, the older sister was going away to college. They were having a party for her, and there was that little girl there.
Right.
Just, I haven't watched any updates on it, man. But last I heard, somebody just walked up and just started shooting, man.
Right. I mean,
yeah, man.
I couldn't explain it. I mean, there's nothing that could come out of my mouth that could really explain that other than that was cowardly.
Right.
Cowardly.
Right, I mean, but...
So, you know, you figure girls had their whole life in front of them to lead and someone... that just doesn't sound too right. And
you can see, man, it can happen to anybody out there, dude, because
that was a nice
neighborhood. That was a nice neighborhood, man. That wasn't shout out neighborhood or just anywhere. I mean, it was cool. It looked like a cool neighborhood right there in Mobile.
Yeah.
And I mean, that's all bad right there, man. How can you sit there and kill a little girl, man, with all her features?
Right. I mean, and you figure, Carlos, that the conscience would just be eating, you know, would just be eating at a normal person, let's say. You know what I mean?
I mean, I couldn't.
Just the conscience would just be eating at you. You know,
I mean, it would have to be by accident, but I would straight up go and go to the family and say, knock on their door and say, "Look, I fucked up. I was doing what the fuck I was doing, whatever, and do what you gotta do here." You know what I mean?
Right.
Hand them whatever you want to hand them, and just tell them, you know, the my fate is in your hands. That's the only way I could live with myself. Like that, because I can't even imagine somebody doing that to me, man.
Yeah,
I don't have any
yeah.
kids, man, but I can imagine being a parent and you know,
yeah, the world taking
just terrible,
you.
Man.
Yeah, right. Oh, right.
Yeah,
exactly.
I mean,
yeah.
I mean,
do go out for that young lady and her
yeah.
Parents. Yeah.
Wow.
I have a question.
I'm sorry, go ahead, Mary.
Have either one of you lost anybody close to you due to violence, due to any type of violence?
Well, like we were about, you know, growing up, and I was saying later in life that I was finding
general.
Out. No. No.
I have, man. And you know what, Mary, just now that you bring that up, losing somebody, just and this was just recent. This is just recent, about, you see, about two weeks ago, not about a month ago. No, you know what? This is back in May. I met a homeboy out here. Cool dude. He's from the other side over there. He was deported over here. But he went in the route out here to try and make his money in whichever way possible. I mean, this is a down dude, but he was also a hustler. He's also from the streets. You know what I mean? To where he could see something and be like, okay, I'm going to make some money off of that. And this dude got involved with certain things out here, and on my birthday he stopped by here. It was in May. He stopped by and he told me, he goes, man, I am in some deep shit, big head. I'm like, what the fuck, fool? What happened? He's like, man, I don't even want to tell you, because I don't even want to get you involved, dog. He goes, look, man, but I'm gonna be taking off for a little bit, dog, and you know what I mean, and I'll try to hit you up, let you know what's cracking. And He was like, man, and I go, here, fool. So I gave him a box of soups. I gave him, like, as much shit as I could give him. Like, I gave him more than half of my shit that I have in my fucking kitchen. Filled up a bag. Here, fool. Because I know how it is, dog. I know you're going to get hungry, fool. You know what I mean? Get on your feet, fool, and hit me up if you need anything. And, I didn't hear from him for, like, 2 months. And about two, three months ago, he rolls by and he's like, hey, fool's cracking, man. I took care of that with you. I'm like, cool, man. I'm glad, man. I'm glad. Glad to see you again, dog. And then like about 2-3 weeks ago, I heard that some gentleman had gotten a hold of him and beat him into a coma, and right now he's brain dead. He's not,
oh, wow.
Right now, like, last I heard right now, he's brain dead. I mean, and, you know, it's crazy, because I seen it in his eyes. I mean, the last time I seen him, you know, I seen that later, dog. You know what I mean? I'm off to the other side. I'm off to the next level. You know, I'll see you over there. I seen that, and, you know what I mean? I shook his hand, gave him a hug, and I told that fool, hey, dog, be careful, fool. Be careful, dog. It's not like over there, fool, over here, fool. And he's like, hey, man, I've been out here for 6-7 years, dog. This is my shit right here. Don't trip. And you know, from one day to the next, that fool right now, you know, he's in the hospital right now, and he's gone. You know, he's pretty much, like, last I heard, he's not going to make it, you know?
Right.
And it's, like, things like that, dude. That's just one thing that you're like, man, you know what I mean? Drink one for the homie. But, I mean, there's been before that, and you're going to sit here and say, fuck. You know, it's fucked up to say, but there's going to be more, you know?
Right.
You know,
life
is, it's unfortunate. That's the lifestyle, you know?
Right.
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 Yeah,
but that's, you know, that's the most recent one, you know? And that one, I'm still dealing with that. And, you know, I don't want to get too specific, but, you know, I mean, hopefully the homeboy gets better.
Right.
You know?
Prayers go out to him as well.
Yes, sir.
Sure.
Thank you very much, Eric. Yeah,
we'll
yeah,
be
yeah.
Right back.
Please.
It's gonna be some shit you might not understand, but you might have to rewind this shit a few times. Heavy. I know tomorrow ain't a promise. That's why I live one day at a time. So when it's my turn, there'll be no cry. I'm aware that when my number's called, I'm punching the clock. No need for screaming at me, my. And plus, I wasn't really happy here to start with. Let that be told, my own homeboy was robbing me, and that's three cold. I said three, it's all intentional, no, cause two don't count. When your own blood bitter and your homeboy's bound, who the fuck is you gonna trust when your old dogs are scheming? And every other corner, you're passing a different demon. And now the closet's open, I'm remembering this. Your family's your backbones, your friends ain't shit. Now I'm believing what Russia was saying back in the days. When the homeboys left, she the only one staying. For that very reason, I'ma try to give her the world. I found heaven in the form of a girl. Everybody's saying,
not really an issue, but there comes a point
where we actually grow up, you know what I'm saying, and, you know, mature. And I know me, myself, man, for the longest, you know, in and out of prison, in and out of jail, you know, I'd come out and, you know, go into a store. I'd have my nieces and my nephews in the car with me. You know, hey, you guys live right here. You know, I'm there back on the liquor store real quick or whatever. You know, somebody even, you know, looked at me sideways or whatever. You know, that whole mentality. You know what I'm saying? You know, they, you know, I used to like snap and, you know, pour me out. You know, like, no, Nina, no, don't feel please. You know what I mean? And now it's like, man, I can't even see myself doing that now. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, it's just to me, you know, I feel like it's something you kind of like just grow out of. And then, you know, me personally too, you know, a lot of that anger and the violence, you know, because, you know, not only was I a victim of violence growing up, but, you know, I was also, I was also the person that victimized, you know what I'm saying? And not that I'm proud of it, but, you know, yeah, that would be a whole nother show. But, you know, I'm able to actually, you know, walk away from those kind of things now. And, you know, because, you know, a lot of us, you know, me personally, I have no kids, but, you know, all my brother's kids, you know, he's got about 12 kids. But, you know, yeah, they're all my kids. And me not knowing it, you know what I'm saying? You know, they looked up to me, and when the time where it was the most important in their lives, where, you know, I should have been that positive role model, I was not, you know what I'm saying? And, you know, now years later, you know, and, you know, I'm not trying to put them on blast, you know, you guys, I love you, you know what I'm saying? But, you know, they're going through, you know, basically, you know, trying to be like their Nina or their Thea or everything that they've seen, you know what I'm saying? And I'm trying to be a whole different type of example now, you know? And because that's just not what's up. That's just not what's up, you know what I'm saying? It's all about the love, and it's all about, it's just not, it's not what's up. There ain't nothing worth it. Ain't nobody worth it. And, right. You know, yeah, we, you know, but, you know, that's basically trying to, you know, wrap up everything, you know, that you guys have been talking about and that. And, you know, like I said earlier at the beginning of the show, this is going to be like a four-part show on this topic. And, you know, on the last two shows, we will have certified counselors on board with us to where if anybody, you know, wants to call in as far as them being an actual real victim or feeling like they've been victimized and it affecting their lifestyle, be it that, you know, they turn to addiction or that they turn to this and this and this and that, or, you know, suicide or whatever, we will have professional counselors on the lines with us to where, you know, you guys can call in and they can speak with you. We will also be having pastors and certain type of counselors. So you guys, you know, stay tuned, and whoever's listening, whether it be live or if you guys are listening to the podcast, thank you for listening in. Thank you for staying dedicated to Versatile Radio. Mr. Eric Bush and Carlos Trejos. They've been by my side and stayed loyal to me as far as, you know, being patient with the whole move and Versatile Radio. If you guys don't know or listening, I'm sure you guys do, but we are, we have relocated and we are in a new building now. We're setting up to where we're going to be studio status. We're installing a sound booth and a whole lot of things are going to be happening. And, you know, this is not a 20-man crew right here at Versatile Radio, but it is a God, given a God, it's God's will type of thing, and you guys be patient, and, you know, continue listening in, and, you know, Mr. Carlos has a whole lot of different topics that are going to be coming up. We also, at Versatile Radio, which is a part of TC Productions, we sell beats, we produce music, we work with a whole lot of artists nationwide, we collaborate. You guys will be seeing some things take place very soon here. you know, by the end of the year, there's going to be a whole lot of things that are going to be surfaced on the net, on the web, physically, what Versus Power Radio and TC Productions is about and what we do have to offer. So may God bless you guys. One love. Most definitely.
Yeah, amigo. Mary, I don't know if you want to bring up dealing with the violence that we're speaking of right now. You and I were speaking about that show dedicated to.
We have a live caller. We have a caller, and I'm going to take
okay.
him live, and we will hold that thought. Okay, 1 second.
Okay. All right. No problem.
Versatile Radio, Mr. Jeeves.
Hello, madam. This is Mr. Jeeves of the internet. How are you doing today?
Fine, thank you very much. And how can we help you?
Well, you guys are posing the question, has violence ever affected you? My question is actually the reverse of that. Has violence ever not affected you?
Yes.
Well,
yes.
Seriously, think about it for a second. Does it bother you that somebody across the country you don't know got their ass kicked?
Yeah,
there's more to this question. I just need a yes or no answer before I go
sure.
on.
Sure.
Okay.
And I'm going to let you ask questions right after you ask your questions.
Okay, yes, ma'am.
Okay.
Perfect. Fine.
Okay, now, your question is has violence ever not affected me? Well, I mean that's the thing about violence, man. It's always going to have, you know, repercussions. It's always going to have some kind of effect on somebody, whether it's me or someone else. So I'm pretty sure there's been violence that's happened in the world that I haven't heard about that I'm pretty sure hasn't affected me.
Sure.
If you care, then how can you suppress everything to go on your daily life?
I do care. I mean, but if I allowed the stress,
you would be depressed.
If I allowed the stress and right. I mean, if I allowed the stress and the violence and everything that I see in my life take hold of me and allow it to take over my life, then I couldn't even be sitting here right now speaking to you. Because I mean, I've seen a lot of shit that you'd probably be like, what the fuck? How the fuck? You know, how are you even still here? How are you still talking to me?
I once worked
just like you're stubborn.
Can I answer that question now? I mean, you know, is that a question for all three of us?
Yeah, I'm sorry. Go.
Okay.
Most
you know,
listeners
are
right through the phone.
There has been, you know, and like I said, this whole topic can go in so many different directions, even with you calling in and asking that, you know, and this will actually take place as far as going in depth and going into all different routes to where this topic can go in. But me personally, as far as being, I'm not even going to call it being a victim of violence or, you know, being...
Do you like
being
sport?
That it was part of my lifestyle growing up. But yeah, hell yeah, you know.
Sports are violent.
In a certain part of my life where I see nothing but violence, okay, no matter where
you
I
what?
Was, whether it be that I was in the gangbanging, you know, lifestyle in the prison... In jail, you know, watching cops beat the fuck out of somebody, or, you know, even in my own familia, you know what I'm saying? I was able to block that out and laugh at it to where I even came to a point one time in my life where I wanted to see it because, damn, where's the action at? You know what I'm saying? And it did not affect me. So there's your answer.
Hey, boo.
Boom.
We've all been through some bullshit. I was born to a fucking bitch in the top of a barn. I had to eat three of my brothers and sisters just to survive up there in the hay because there were snakes and rats.
Awesome.
I don't
want to
hear bullshit.
Cool.
You grew up out on the street and you had people taking care of you and the popo were walking out for you. Man, the dogs were trying to eat us.
We're
going to
go ahead and give Eric a chance to answer your question.
We went out after the chickens. The farmer would shoot us with a shotgun.
All right. How about you, Eric?
What's your question, sir?
No, now you don't know what it's like to be a cat.
Well,
drawing it back on Versatile Radio.
Mr. Telephone Man, there's something wrong with my life. When I dial my
Yeah, yeah. I appreciate those kinds of callers. You guys?
That's all you had to say.
Yeah, yeah, we back.
We're back.
Yes. Yes, we are. So, back to the topic. And we welcome any type of callers like that to come in because, you know, we need a little bit of laughs for one now and then. You know what I'm saying? You know, obviously.
Hey, Mary.
What's up?
Hey, that last caller, you know what? That last caller, he just walked into my door and he has something to say right now.
Let's do this.
I really hate having to resort to knocking elderly people in the head for their money. But I do it. I do it.
I was gonna get through all the hood, never walk down the office at night, sing to them girls. Treat like diamonds and fur, dedicate to all the girls around the world. I'm Mr. Dre, when I'm shaggy with the company and stand with the army. Flip this one for your musical dick.
But who's gonna have your back when it's all done?
Yeah.
It's all good when you listen to your dear fun. Can't be a fool, son. What about the long run?
Yeah.
Looking back, shorty, always a mention. Say me not giving her much attention.
Yeah.
She was there through my incarceration. I wanna show the nation my appreciation.
Girl, you're my angel. You're my darling angel. Closer than my peeps, you are to me. My darling angel, girl, you're my friend when I'm in need, lady.
You're a queen and that's how you should be treated. Though you never get the loving that you needed.
Yeah.
To the left, but I call and you heeded. Begged and I pleaded, mission completed.
Uh-huh.
I know say that's all you need, this the program. Not the touch of me surrounded your emotion.
Yeah.
But the feeling that I have for you is so strong. Been together so long and this could never be wrong.
Girl, you're my angel. You're my darling angel. Closer than my peeps, you are to me. Baby, shorty, you're my angel. You're my darling angel. Girl, you're my friend. You must be sent from up above.
And you appear to me so tender. Say, girl, I surrender.
Thanks for giving me your love.
Girl, inside of my behavior, well, you are my savior.
You must be sent from up above.
And you appear to me so tender. Well, girl, I surrender.
So thanks for giving me your love.
All of this one big party when you're still young. And who's gonna have your back when it's all done? It's all good when you listen to your pure fun. Can't be a fool, son. What about the long run?
Yeah.
Looking back, shawty, always a mention. Tell me not giving her much attention.
Yeah.
She was there through my incarceration. I wanna show the nation my appreciation.
Girl, you're my angel. You're my darling angel. Closer than my peeps, you are to me.
Yeah, we're back. All right, so.
All right, Carlos. Harry.
Yeah, what's up, Harry? What's up?
Yes.
Yeah. Hey, thank you guys for being with Versatile Radio tonight, and you know, standing behind Versatile Radio on this topic. Mr. Carlos, I appreciate everything you, you know, you bring to the table. Like I said, this is going to be a four-part show. This is only the beginning. And, yeah, it's only going to get better and deeper. So you guys continue to tune in. And is there anything else you want to talk about right quick, just to kind of, you know, shut it down and tie things up for tonight's show, Carlos?
Yeah, yeah. I was bringing up earlier about the special one that I have dedicated to your sister that very, very unfortunately was well, I don't know if you want to speak about it on the air. You know, I'm sorry to bring it up, but we have spoken about it.
Oh, that's okay. Yeah, that's fine. Okay, we are going.
Yeah, that.
Yeah, we're going to be doing a show on that and you know, I apologize. It was kind of like a little unexpected, but in honor of my sister, Miss Annette Garcia Fisher, who was murdered by the Riverside County Sheriff in 2009. So that show right there will be promoted about a week before we actually air, so that we can have you know, everybody tune in and join us as it has been victims to either your loved one being murdered by the police department or the sheriff's department, or you know, your family or friend. So yeah, you guys are gonna want to
say. Or just any kind of unfairness that they face as far as the police. You know, it's very unfair that I've noticed that they, you know, just pull you over and pull you and sit you on the curb and sit you in front of all those people to see you right there sitting there. And I've never seen them pull somebody over in a Mercedes and do that. You know what I mean? I mean, I've never seen them pull somebody over, you know, like that. And it's racist, man. It's racist. You know, some people don't want to say it, man, but I'll come out and say it. I know it is racist. And the police, man, that's a whole other gang right there. The police
is
a gang in its own.
It
take back each other.
It is.
Bro.
And you know
don't
what?
Lie
you
to each other
Carlos,
and all
that. I don't mean to, you know, contradict what you're saying or whatever. A lot of it is racist, but también, you know, a lot of it is just prejudging. You know what I'm saying? Just, you know, anyway, only because I don't want to turn anything into any type of racism thing as far as
Goes. Yeah, you're right. But what I mean, you know what? It's stereotyping. It's stereotyping. You know, because like when I used to stay out there, I'd get pulled over, and bam, first thing I do is put my hands on the steering wheel on the top at 10 and 2 o'clock, you know, because of the fear of, hey, if they can't see my hands, they're going to be afraid that I'm going to shoot them. They're going to shoot me. I've seen it happen, you know. So that's the first thing I do. And, you know, instead of going in my wallet and getting my insurance, I sit there like a good boy and put my hands on 10 and 2 and wait to be told what to do. Like, you know, how many other people could say that they do that? They have that fear there, you know. And that just comes with the violence there that we've seen with the police and all that, man. But you're right, man. You know, that's something we could get into, you know, on that show. And that's definitely, you know, a little tie-in to this, you know, to the topic here. And also, I was reading something very interesting in the news last week. I didn't get a chance to bring it up last week. It's as far as like how being poor can actually lower your IQ, because your brain is using so. I'm serious. Your brain is using, and if you watch when I make the statement, you're gonna be like, oh shit, this makes sense. All right, now picture it like this: your brain is using all its energy thinking about how it's gonna pay for next week's food, next month's rent, and your brain is using all that energy to look at that and wonder how you're going to pay all that. So all your brain energy is going to that, and there's no brain.
Yeah, be stressed.
Yeah.
The whole
exactly, and there's no energy left in your brain to learn anything new, actually lowering your IQ. And then the federal government doesn't help when they give you all these hard things like going to welfare office at 7, 8 o'clock in the morning, having to wait in line, having to fill out paperwork there, having to look forward to that. Who's going to watch your kids while you're doing that? You know, your job, that they might fire you because of that. And all of that is a big thing. Instead of them mailing you the form that you can fill out first and ease your stress a little bit, they don't. They leave it for the last minute. And they put all this stress on you, lowering your IQ and keeping you down, you know?
So, I mean, all of that has to be looked at. I mean, I seen that and I was like, wow, what the fuck? This makes so much fucking sense. You know? Uh-huh. And it's, but nobody sits there and looks at it. And, you know, that's just a little taste of what I want to bring up, you know, in future shows. Uh-huh. You know, I have a lot of shit that I see and I'm just like, wow, it pisses me off. I look at shit and that's unfair to the people out there and the people I call my people
that,
are the
Eric?
Ones right there in the neighborhoods, you know? I'm sorry?
Yeah.
Say again?
I said people that call my people are the ones, it's not about race, it's not about, you know, it's about the people right there in the same community that I grew up. Because I grew up with black, you know what I mean, white, Hispanic, there was some Chinos in there or Asians in there, you know, there's for everybody and all of them in that hood, and the ones that are known more are, you know, the ones that are there, there's more of them there than Hispanics and blacks, you know.
But it's
not about one race. It's not about one race.
No,
it's about all the shit that's going on in.
Right.
No matter where I go, I'm letting people know. No matter where you go, the grass is always green. No matter what you say, you gotta release them chains. I think it's time I set my spirit free. No matter where I go, I'm letting people know that the pace is never stalling. Even if the sky is falling, I'll never be afraid, as long as I keep my faith. Even if I am still crawling, won't be mad cause some are falling. But man, without the trust, without the loyalty, when you watch your dogs just starving, don't be mad when they start barking. It's a suggestion, man, why don't we just wash our hands? Cause I'm peeping other pastures, I think it's time of my own master. No matter where I go, I'm letting people know. No matter where you go, the grass is always green. No matter what you say, you gotta release them chains. I think it's time I set my spirit free. No matter where I go, I'm letting people know. No matter where you go, the always green. No matter what you say, you gotta release them chains. I think it's time I set my spirit free. Long ago I told my homie, some people are so damn funny. Sure as a window, they'll try to take your door. On and on, man, they just keep coming. Till I'm dead, man, I'm never running. Here I just don't know. You gotta go. But what about the trust? What about the loyalty? When they have no respect for you, just fuck them up or call your lawyer. It's a suggestion, man, why don't we just wash our hands? Cause I'm peeping other patterns. I think it's time of my own master. No matter where I go, I'm letting people know. No matter where you go, the grass is always green.
No matter where you go, the grass is always green.
Yeah, yeah.
No matter where.
Right,
oh, I'm sorry. Hey, am I live? I'm over here singing.
Yeah. I agree with time.
I was over here singing some Nate Dogg,
you know?
Oh, you know, I try to keep it in. You know what? I'm sorry. Everybody's ears are probably bleeding right now. You know, they're like, oh, my God, it's static. Yeah. The microphone.
Right. Okay.
Yeah,
hey,
yeah, yeah. Good
is,
show. Good show.
Yes, you guys tune in tomorrow night. We are going to be having a show tomorrow night. I'm not going to announce what it actually is going to be about, but it's going to, you know, be the Versatile Radio thing. We have quite a few artists that are, you know, have come out with some new stuff, and also we are going to be announcing a few other things via Versatile Radio, what we have to offer, and you guys just tune in, stay tuned in, and Thank you, Eric. Thank you, Carlos. And we'll meet you on the airwaves tomorrow night.
Well, thanks, Mary. Thanks,
cool,
Carlos.
Cool.
We'll talk to you tomorrow, buddy. Huh?
All right. Good night, everybody.
Good night.
Go Cowboys.
No matter where you go, your grass is always green.
But you can't forget them Dodgers.